Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
And it don't stop. Here we go. I tell you, boy, it takes some real dedication. It takes some real dedication.
Oh, nigga, we could have took time off, nigga, like we did for the holiday.
It takes some real dedication to do this motherfucking show tonight. Because I motherfucking love me some basketball. And this goddamn game 7. And even though I don't like the motherfucking Lakers like that, or I really just fucking hate Boston. All you fucking Boston fans. But, nigga, I love me some basketball, and this is game 7 of the championship.
And a nigga can't play a lick, nigga.
Hold on.
Yeah, nigga can't. That nigga couldn't shoot a basketball.
Hold on, you ain't never even seen me play ball. How you gonna say that?
Hey, that nigga can't shoot basketball.
But you never even seen me play basketball. How do you, you just assume I can't play basketball?
Hey, that nigga can't shoot no ball, y'all. I'm gonna be the first to tell y'all that. Nigga can't play. He ain't no ball.
All right.
Hey, 6'8". Hey,
hold you what?
Hey, 6'8". Hold your head, nigga. You the only basketball player in the family, nigga.
I tell you what. We can settle this like men. It's goddamn a gym, a hoop fitness right up this damn street. It's LA Fitness. I got a pass, and I can get you in on the guest pass. We can go in there, and we can see what's popping.
Hey, tomorrow Friday, people, that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. Me and bro going to be goddamn, you know what I'm saying, throwing it up, you know.
We'll give you your results on Monday.
Yeah.
This dragon that he going to take is going to be ridiculous.
Hey, don't let this shit fool you, people.
Ridiculous. Welcome to the show, people. K100 Internet Radio.
Yeah.
Episode 31.
Oh, that's that grown man shit, man.
Yeah.
31?
Yeah.
Father Day when?
Sunday.
Woo!
Ladies. Father's Day is Sunday. This Sunday. I know you ain't probably know that because nobody even fucking talk about Father's Day like shit don't even goddamn matter.
If you ain't with your baby daddy, give him some slurpy burp or something.
Do something.
You ain't got to spend no money. Just open your mouth.
Father's Day Sunday.
That's the best gift you can ever give them.
Which prompted episode 31 from Boys to Men. Tonight, that's what we'll be talking about. The question is, what do you consider a real man to be? You know, is it about how much money he has? You understand? Some people say a man with no job ain't no man. I disagree. There's some unemployed men right now. That's some good men and good fathers. They just, you know, unskilled, down on their luck, might be felons, can't get a job right now in this market. Does not make them any less of a man than me. It just makes me more fortunate. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a better position. Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we asking, what makes a real man? Episode 31. You know, because you can be rich, you can have a lot of money, and still be on some little boy shit. You can be a rich-ass motherfucker, and still be a fucked-up man. A bad father, a bad husband, doesn't mean nothing because you got that money. Don't make you a man. It's more to being a man than that. You understand what I'm saying?
Self-explanatory, people. Really it is if you're a nigga.
You can have all the money in the world and be a pussy. Let a nigga goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Hold you up.
Hold you up and, you know, talk to your lady any kind of way. Talk to you any kind of way.
With that ass whipping in front of
you. You can, you know what I'm saying? Having a dick and balls don't qualify you for being a man automatically.
Yeah, you might be a hunter.
You feel me?
A right. Dry fucker.
So, that's what we're talking about tonight. But let me go ahead and run down the information of the show. This is K100 Internet Radio, a city area chain of city entertainment. We do music around here. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Y'all holler at us. Our email address is K100radio@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, all one word, K100radio@gmail.com. Shoot us your ideas, shoot us your shout out, and we also spin music on this show for the independent artists only. No signed artists, no guys with deals, no guys you're going to be seeing on your BETs and MTVs or FM radios. But guys that's trying to come up and show love to them from the underground, all right? You spin their music, all you got to do is send your MP3 to K100radio@gmail.com. That's K100radio@gmail.com. If it's some good music, we'll set up an interview time for you and we'll spin your song and give you some shine, all right? It's just that simple. K100 stands for Keep It 100.
AKA.
What? AKA what?
Ben Frank, nigga.
Right. So we only got one rule on the motherfucking show. And I'm going to keep saying this one rule because it's only one rule, so why skip it? The only rule I have on the show, everything goes, no holds barred. The only thing that I don't allow on the show is fake shit. So, if we have a feeling that you're calling up here and you being fake, we know that what you're saying really ain't what people really would say or do in that situation. You're just trying to be politically correct, or you just don't want to sound like, you know, you might be a little hoe or something. Or you a nigga, you up here calling, you on some fake thug shit. Anything of the sort, anything that we deem that you bullshitting about, we're going to kill you on the air live. Always shoot them twice in the head. Make sure they down. I learned that in the street.
Hey.
Yeah.
But if you got that 45, nigga, no matter where you hit them, they going to drop, nigga.
They going to fall.
They going to fall.
That shit hurt. That shit hurt. All right, man. So that's what's up. That's the basis of the show. You understand what I'm saying? A few more things I need to share with the public before we get into the subject. A couple of updates about the show. We are now officially on MySpace. All right? If you have a MySpace page, find us on MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio. That's it. There's no dash on that right there. It's just K100 Radio without the dash. Not like the blog talk. Just without the dash. And we're on MySpace. All right? So y'all become our MySpace friends. You understand what I'm saying? Support the show through that site. Of course, we have a Facebook. We started on Facebook. If you listen to this in the www.world and you're on Facebook and you are not our friend on Facebook, would you please, even right now while you listen to the show online, pump your brakes, open up another window, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K100, the show page that you already own, and look for the link for our MySpace and our Facebook, and our Twitter, and link in with us, all right? Please do that. Also, one major thing and major development to help us spread the show is that we are now an official podcast on iTunes.
Okay? Big up.
Right. Not just the link. Not that you can download and listen to us. We're an official podcast, which means you can subscribe to the show through iTunes, and every time you plug your phone up and sync it up with your music and charge it up, it's going to automatically shoot you the latest episode, download it for you automatically, y'all. You know how this works. All you Apple and iPod users, y'all know what's up. I ain't got to explain this to y'all. Y'all know how this goes. Just go to podcast and do a search for K100. You see that middle finger? Click on it and click subscribe. You know it's always free. We ain't charging nothing. It's a free podcast, all right? So you can take us with you when you go into the gym or when you're in your car. You got one of those cars that everybody got the car now that plays the iPod through the car. Now you can listen to us in the whip. You dig? All right, you can take us on the go. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up, man. I like that because I'm an iPod user. I've had them since they came out, and that's the easiest shit in the world. I don't even have to download and do all the extra shit that I had to do to get the show on the episode. Now I just plug my iPod in, and it's gonna automatically upload the latest episode because I'm subscribed to the podcast. So it makes it real simple, iPod users. Y'all roll with us. Appreciate it. Says, I actually put a post up on Facebook. I know game 7 tonight. I know my lines might not be chock full. Even though this show is about dudes and these need to be the main motherfuckers listening to this damn show, I'm pretty much gonna go with the fact there's not gonna be a lot of dudes on this show tonight. Probably not even a lot of females. They probably all at some fucking sports bar right about now trying to get them a seat. But for those of you who are here with me, I appreciate the love and support and thanks for tuning in. We do have a whole hour before the game starts. And then even before the game starts, it's only going to be in the first half. I mean, really, you can miss that. We worth it. Damn it, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate everybody that's here already. I see my line's got a couple people on here. What's up, y'all? We're going to go ahead and get into the proceedings this evening. You dig? Episode 31. From Boys to Men. All right? That's what we're talking about. You understand what I'm saying? Before I even start, I'm going to go ahead and just give you what I feel about the whole subject. Because I feel like a lot of people have the wrong... Have it wrong when it comes down to what it takes to be a man. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I had one of the people from Facebook today. They kind of commented about what I said. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find that real quick. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. So we had here earlier. She called the show a lot, and she said that it's not really about the money. It's about the principle. She said men take pride in being able to provide for their home, so they do what they have to do by any means necessary. However, that alone does not make you a man. The money. This is my point exactly. See, there's a lot of emphasis put on what a man has, which is how you equate him to how much of a man he is. I.e., some guy lives with his mom in his mom's basement. He could be grown 30 years old, but you won't say he a man. You feel what I'm saying? Because he ain't got his own. He don't have his own shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know? But, on the flip side of that, you can have a guy that's got a lot of motherfucking money, but he beat his goddamn chick up. You know what I'm saying? People gonna say, he's not a man. You feel what I'm saying? See, there is no set rule or regulation, I guess, to determine whether or not you on your grown man or not. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, because... You could be a grown man with all the money in the world, and then you don't take care of your kids. People going to be like, you ain't no kind of man. You feel me? They say that all the time. Women say it all the time. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, this shit going to go deep and wide about this, you know.
Right.
You know, because, you know, some, you know, they're going to say it's a trickle-down effect. You know, we're going to get a lot of callers saying that, you know, some men ain't going to do because they daddy ain't do. Which, in some cases, that might be
true. That is
true.
That has a lot to do with it.
You know what I'm saying? But,
that does
hold on. But, on the flip side, I feel like once you get old enough and you become a man, you have that right to break that chain. You have that right to break that effect on you becoming and being a better man than your father was. It's just up to that man and that person. See, some people, you know, some men have to be taught how to be a man.
That's right, and they never was taught.
Yeah, and they never was taught. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's why you might get, like you were saying, some men that gonna beat their old lady.
Uh-huh.
Some men need to be taught, and some of them don't.
Right. I think automatically, if you're a strong-willed, strong-minded person, it makes becoming a man and going into it easier. You feel what I'm saying?
Your life situations too.
Your life situation. I tell you like this. Okay, I was raised by my moms mostly and my step pops and my grandma. You feel me? So you know what I'm saying? I think that my relationship, which is not good at all with my father, you feel me, is we cool. You understand what I'm saying? But we never really interacted when I was growing up much. You feel what I'm saying? So I think that had a lot to do with a lot of the decisions that I made. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of things that happened to me early on. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
A lot of things I learned in the street
exactly.
That I should have been taught by him. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? I learned
right in the wrong way. Really.
In the wrong way. You feel what I'm saying? My stepdad, you feel me? He showed me some things. You know, he had talks with me and everything. He was a good guy. You feel me? And I love him a lot, too. You understand what I'm saying? And he did show me how a real man really should be. You feel what I'm saying? I can say that I did grow up in a house with a real man, you know what I'm saying, which was my step-pop. You feel what I'm saying? Go to work, you know what I mean? Provide, caring, you know what I'm saying? Never beat my mama. You understand what I'm saying? We'll talk to you. You could always come to him with a problem. You understand what I'm saying? He wasn't just fucking mean for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So him, I can say that, yeah, I did have that example. But still, I still grew up the way I still ended up doing the things I started doing, because I still used to have kind of a chip on my shoulder about my relationship with my father. You feel what I'm saying? I think that actually helped me become even closer to my son, because I didn't want to be, you feel me? Like, it can do two things. You can grow up with a father who really wasn't around you like that, and it can make you do the same thing to your kids, or it can make you want to be closer. You feel me? which I think it had the opposite effect of me. It made me, when I had my son, you feel me? It made me really embrace him and embrace my relationship with him because I know that my dad didn't do that with me. So it's a lot of different things, a lot of life situations and shit that people go through, man. You feel me? That's going to determine how they even view this subject or what they consider a man to be. See, a lot of women, and a lot of women, because we come from this generation, these last couple of generations, where the black father has been so absent, like even in our generation X, a lot of us grew up without our fathers, and a lot of these women are raising their kids, even from the one, the generation, our generation, the one up under us, and really, nigga, the one over us, our mama and them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
A lot of them, pops, you know, was kind of jacked up, you feel me? A lot of them. You know what I'm saying? We came from the crack generation.
Yeah, our mama and them generation, that was like...
That's where it started.
Yeah.
The deadbeat dad started, and then crack made our generation, and the, you know, well, that generation just fucked, they fucked all of them up, you feel me, which was, you know what I'm saying? Our mamas and daddies. See, our mamas and daddies, they was kind of more stable. It was more, you would be in the house, you know what I'm saying?
It was less
divorce and all that, you feel what I'm saying? Then our fathers and our mothers, our generation, Generation X, you feel what I'm saying, which were the baby boomers, I think a lot of it had to do with those wars, crack, you know, Vietnam, crack, a lot of things that fucked up, you know, the black men. A lot of men got drafted and got on drugs and a whole bunch of other bullshit, prison population off the chain, you feel what I'm saying? So therefore, a lot of men didn't have a role model, and a lot of women would never love by a man because their daddy wasn't there.
Yeah.
So then they seek love from another nigga, but they can't really recognize whether this dude is a real man or not yet because they really never even had an example of what a man.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And I'll be the first to admit, let me go ahead and say this off the top. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta grow into being a man. You ain't just, that shit don't happen overnight. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't one of them things where, you know, you just get it right the first time. You feel what I'm saying? It takes practice. Even when you think you might be a man, nigga, when you was 18, you thought you was a man. You feel me? Because you probably had your own shit. You understand what I'm saying? And had your own little partner, you and your partner and them or whatever, nigga. That don't necessarily make you a man. That just make you old enough to goddamn, you know, because you're 21 don't make you a man. Don't make you old enough to drink. You feel me?
That's like when you be 18, man, you get that first partner. Well, for some people, you know, I've been on my own since I was 15, but anyway. But you know, it's like training wheels off a motherfucking bicycle for them niggas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, you take the training wheels off. That's when you leave your mama out.
Right.
And you gonna get your own shit so you ride your bike by yourself. But you still gonna fuck up, cause really. Yeah.
That means you can run a marathon.
It really don't, cause you really don't know the basics about paying your bills.
Right.
You know, and really, your credit fucked up right now,
right.
Nigga.
Right.
Quit playing, you know.
Right. It's a lot of things, man. It's a lot of shit.
Come with it. Yeah.
They come with it. You understand what I'm saying? But I said the key word. The key word is maturity. You feel me? Maturity brings about that grown man mentality. You feel what I'm saying? That greater sense of responsibility. You know what I'm saying? That just come with age. That's just like anything else, man. You feel what I'm saying? You know, of course, some people mature faster than others. So, of course, you can have a 22-year-old dude that's more of a man than a 32-year-old dude that's sitting in his goddamn mama's basement and play PlayStation all motherfucking day.
Yeah,
and this 22-year-old guy, he may be a private in the military over in fucking Iraq. He on his grown man more than this 30-something-year-old nigga sitting down playing goddamn warfare games in his mama's basement. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though he's younger. I get that. I understand that. But generally speaking, time and maturity brings about, you feel what I'm saying, that much needed change and knowledge and wisdom that you gain just through experience. Some shit you got to experience, man. A motherfucker can tell you 1,000 times, but some shit you got to experience. You got the experience being locked the fuck up.
Hey, guess what?
For not paying child support before you get, nigga, this shit is a responsibility. You got to pay it. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
You get turned down for a couple motherfucking places to live and you can't get shit. You get it. Now you got to get your credit right. You feel what I'm saying?
It just make you respect this shit more.
Right.
It just make you respect. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I don't even want to get on the child support shit.
Man, let's
because it's going to be a lot of motherfucking women in here. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be talking about a nigga can't even pay their child support. There ain't no man. Now, bitch, you might be getting too motherfucking much and he can't afford it. How much motherfucking child support a man pay? Damn sure don't got nothing to do with whether or not he a good man or a good father.
But I dare
motherfucker to call appeal with that fuck shit. I'm cocked and loaded.
Hey, man, but you know what? That child support issue.
You know what I'm saying? I'm cocked and loaded on that.
That's always going to be...
You know what I mean?
That's always going to be a sexy topic.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
but some women know better. They still do it because they feel like if they don't do it, they're going to be looked at in a different way. Or they ain't going to be in the same goddamn class. It's some dumb bitches out here like that that just do it for the hell of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, oh, girl, you know, goddamn, my baby daddy give me motherfucking $350 or $400. And that's how I pay. Hey, he pay my car note every month. And I just pay my own bills. So, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you fresh and your child ain't fresh, so you nagging a nigga about some shit you really want and you ain't even doing. They award you with this money for, not all ladies.
Right.
But they award these females this money and they still not taking care of the child.
Right. And like I said,
that's crazy. That's what niggas be so mad about them.
Yeah. But some of the dudes just don't fucking do shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we on tonight. We on these motherfucking niggas who don't do shit. What it take to be a real man. You understand what I'm saying? You can be bagged up on child support and that won't be, I'm just saying, I don't want people to start saying that, oh, if a nigga can't even goddamn take care of, pay his child support up, he ain't no man. That ain't got to do with it. That man might be unemployed.
What if the nigga been paying his child support 10 years and his jaw lay him off?
Right. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the type of shit I'm talking about. And let's see how this shit go in with the whole world, man. Y'all can't be picking and choosing when shit is good and when shit is high that the man is a man. And then when he low, he ain't a man no more. See, that's the problem a lot of females have. You feel what I'm saying? When a man up here, you did, they look at him a certain kind of way and say, oh, he a real man. He bought his business and blah, blah, blah. He hit a low, he less of a man. He's still that same man. You feel what I'm saying? He's still that same exact man. You did? He just having whatever may be a job problem, a financial problem, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
But as a man, our financial and our job problems figure out way more than female.
Of course. That's because we are judged by what we have.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
What females are. We are judged by what we have.
Because it's like. That's it. A bitch broke. That's when it. She fucked up.
Don't matter. If she look good, she still be all right.
Yeah, yeah. She can come home to that nigga.
Yeah.
And everything cool. And the nigga's going to keep going to work, keep doing what he got to do.
Right.
He ain't even going to sweat it. He ain't even. He was like, hey, baby, you know, it's all good. Don't worry about it. But let that be a nigga. Man, please. Right. I ain't going to keep doing it.
I've seen many, many of long relationships end when a nigga doing bad. You feel what I'm saying? Just like I was saying yesterday with all these motherfucking girls riding around these motherfucking cars with these dope boys, and when these niggas get knocked the fuck off, all of a sudden, they want to change their life.
Yeah, I know about it. That's what they see.
That's for you. First
that's
of all, she ain't a motherfucking real woman. A real... Hey, first of all, let's rewind. It's going to take a real woman to recognize a real man. That's the first thing. Let's just start at fucking square one.
Do that again.
It's going to take a real woman to recognize a real man. You feel what I'm saying? See, a lot of these little motherfucking girls got it fucked up about what they think a real nigga is. You feel what I'm saying? A real man... You might not even really be able to recognize a real man because you too goddamn silly. And like I said on somebody else's page earlier today, just because you a female don't make you a woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Every woman needs a motherfucking guy.
You know what I mean?
Fuck with me.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Just because you a female does not make you a woman.
I'm telling you because there's a lot of females out here clueless
right.
on what the fuck really going on.
Right.
A nigga, man, I'm telling you, man, y'all need guidance, man. Real talk. You might know this. You might know that. But you don't know what's going to keep it together.
Right.
Women fold under pressure. Men don't.
Real men don't.
Real men don't fold under pressure.
Right.
I was trying to tell a female one time, hey, baby, if you can't change that shit, don't even stress about it. Don't even worry about it.
Right.
Pay your rent. Hey, you rather pay your lights or pay your rent? I can't see, bitch. You're going to get put out or you going to pay your lights? I mean, come on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some women don't know. They just, I'm going to pay my lights and then worry about my rent.
That's not a real woman.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Key on the phone. Go ahead, Key. Yo. I can't hear you, Key. Yo. Yo. Call back, I think. I don't know. I got you on the line, but it ain't short. I don't hear you. Call back. I tried to go to Key right there. I'm going to see if she can call me back. She had hit the number one. We must have said something that she wanted to talk about.
But I'm going
to
say this too, though. Some women, man, a man can be a better man If you let him do what he's supposed to do and take care of his responsibility
and have his back,
you know what I'm saying? Even if
have
y'all
his
like,
back.
And even if y'all like together,
right.
Let this, hey, I tell women this shit all the time. This is what killed me. If he can't do this, then he don't need to see his child. He don't need to do this. He don't need to do that.
No.
Bitch, you can go do whatever the fuck you need to goddamn gotta do.
Right.
Let this man get his time in with his. A little something is better than nothing at all. What? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Where do they do that? Let me tell you right now. If you one of these motherfucking females that don't let their motherfucking your kids see their father because he ain't paid child support, first of all, that ain't your motherfucking place. Let them motherfucking white folks do their motherfucking job enforcing that shit. You done already went down there and went downtown on the man and put him on papers. Okay, you did your part. That's your part. Now, it ain't for you after that right there to worry about that because it's out of your hands. You done put the motherfucking folks involved in it, all right?
Hello, whoa.
Let them do their job. You understand what I'm saying?
Let's talk about this too while we right now.
What?
These women ain't getting child support. And they feel like they ain't getting enough, and they was getting more out the nigga before they got child support. Then when they get the child support, they still want to call the nigga, nag a nigga, talking about, oh, you think this little money something, this money ain't shit, I need some more money.
Yeah, I
well,
get
bitch,
a bit,
that's your fault.
You ain't getting a dime. Key yourself. Yeah. All right, Key.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. What's going on?
Man, I had to come to the defense of the real ladies out here that don't run around like if your man fall on hard times, they do not give you a reason to try to break up with him. That's the time you're supposed to really stick it out and be there for him. Because, like, with my ex-husband, before we even got married, his own sister laid him off. And I ain't tripped that you don't start down talking to your man. Don't, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these females got it real twisted. And like you said, just because you're a female does not make you a woman. A real
right.
woman know how to still be there for her man, and because you already know, him losing his job does not make him not a man. Him falling on hard times doesn't make him not a man.
Right.
The people in general go through hard times, but these men need to learn who they're dealing with. If you're dealing
yeah.
with some old materialistic, if you got with her because she was looking good and she got with you because you can maintain her lifestyle, then you're going to get what you bought into in the first place. But then
right.
when that happened, you like, damn, that bitch, I done put all this in her, and then she just ran off to the next nigga and get her hair done and her toes done. The men need to start thinking about who they dealing with and the type of character that they have from the start.
Yeah, see, but see, that also comes with being a real man. Well, see, when you're a real man, let me tell you something. I know we talk a lot of motherfucking shit on the show. You understand what I'm saying? But really, really being a real man, what we talk about, when we talk about fine and all that, we talk about women that, yeah, we may fuck with them on a certain level. You know, we may go out with them and mash them or whatever because they're looking good or whatever. But best believe, over this way, over here at K100, they're going to have their motherfucking whole motherfucking mind right. They're going to have to be real women before we really deal with them on another level. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, believe.
You understand what I'm saying? Now,
believe,
you got
like you said, that call with being a man. A lot of men can't see past what a woman look like and how
yeah.
she fucking and what she doing to bed. They can't see past that. So they end up with some old bullshit. And then when she get over on them, they want to get mad. When she start popping that child support, she not getting enough. Like P-Red said, she her hair, toes, and nails on, and your baby looking like boo-boo the fool over there, napping hair, shoes ran over. You need to start thinking about that stuff. Real talk.
Right, right, yeah. And like I said, maturity, because I mean, you know, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? If I would even probably have any kids if I had the knowledge I have right now that I had when my kids were conceived. I mean, that was 10 years ago almost. You feel what I'm saying? For my daughter, it was over 10 years ago for my daughter. She, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, for my son, it was close to that. You feel me? I've grown up and become way more of a man and got my, I'm way more just not that same young nigga, young wild motherfucker. I can honestly say when I conceived my daughter, I was working and everything and I had money or whatever, but was I all the way full of grown man? No, I wasn't. Because
right.
I wouldn't handle that. She wouldn't even be here if I was.
No, that bitch wouldn't even be your baby mama.
Right. If I was,
you
that was just some immature young nigga shit that I ain't grown up.
That was some of that. I'm gonna get a double deuce of OE out of the liquor store.
Right.
No, you really want some motherfucking Budweiser or some shit right. like that, but you gonna go get the OE because it's old fire.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Nah, let's do that shit over here, man.
Nah, so you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I just wanted people to understand when it comes down, if you dealing with a guy or if you are a man and you trying to understand why this man ain't doing this or is he a real man before you judge him. Make sure this man has had a chance to fully mature. I mean, I don't want to hear nobody calling. Like I said, some mature, depending on their situation, faster than others. But I don't want to hear people just calling up here, mashing on this one motherfucking man. He ain't a real man, blah, blah, blah. He 22. He's a goddamn.
But you know what?
I ain't no shit
you know
at 22,
though.
You know what I'm saying?
With these females, like you said, that like he raised, like they look for love in all the wrong places. They need to get themselves straight. A lot of these females go out here looking for a man, and they're not a woman. So how you gonna recognize what's what? Because you still don't have your own shit together while you out here trying to mingle with somebody else. And you want to put all your insecurities and all your inadequacies on somebody else. And you need to get your shit right before you start even trying to look at what somebody else had to offer you.
Right, exactly.
This is just my outtake.
All right, Key, hold on, give me a hang up. Stay on the line, though.
All right.
This is just my outtake and my outlook on this situation.
I'm coming to you, 704.
We all was taught something. You know, you just didn't come in this world knowing how to count. Mm-hmm. Just didn't come in this world knowing them ABCs. Learn how to tie your shoe, put your pants on, wipe your ass. Everything that we know as right now, like you said, early on we was taught by somebody. Somebody taught us something.
Right, we saw it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we had to learn it. So, in my situation, this is how I perceive and I overall look. If I'm dealing with a female, and this female a certain kind of way, then I already know what her motherfucking mama like.
Her mama like?
I already know what her mama like. The apple don't fall far from the tree, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Hey, man. I'm sometimes.
Nah,
cause I ain't saying she might be that all.
I don't know, that's like my son mama is nothing like her mama. You know what I'm saying? They look alike, but they ain't shit alike.
They might got that peach, that little.
They got some similarities where they both talk loud because they both from the projects. You know what I'm saying? They were great, but as far as their mentality and where they at in life, yeah, I think they couldn't be any different. I don't know. They look alike, and they talk a lot alike, and they got the same funny, loud accent, but...
Well, let me put it like this.
They're very different people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. Well, I already know that. You know what I'm saying? But at this situation, she probably got rid of that shit when she became a woman.
But you know what the thing about that is? She was raised mostly by her grandmama, though.
Okay, well...
That's what it was.
That takes the cake, then.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's the difference right there.
That old soul. You can't go wrong with that old soul, baby.
Right, right.
That old soul. Them switches... Yeah. Them switches?
Yeah.
Them ass switches?
That's what it was. She spent more time with her grandmama going to bed.
Yeah,
that's probably why she's not really like
it. Hey, man. Hey, that's what, man, that old soul makes, it really makes a difference, man.
You're right. It helped me out. All right. 704, get at me.
Yeah.
Okay, 100. What's going on?
What's up? What's going on tonight? I hear y'all talking about grown men and shit. Where they at? I need some grown men. I need me a grown man.
Is you a grown woman? That's the question. First of all, before we start,
so
anywhere.
I'm a grown-ass woman. Okay, let me go ahead and get my profile. I'm 21 years old. I stay by myself. I own my own car. I don't have any children. I cook, clean, and all of the above. So, yes, I am a grown-ass woman.
You got a job?
Yeah, I got a job. I have two jobs.
All right, well.
You say you cook clean. Do you know how to soak?
Nah, you ain't got to know how to soak. Get 2,000.
Yo, nigga, they got a job cleaning operations for that.
Hey.
Yeah. All right, first of all, let me give you your props. 21 years old, you have accomplished a lot, little mama. I give you that. That's a lot up under your belt for 21 years old. Now, my question is, when you say you're looking for a man, when you go out, where do you go?
I actually don't go out looking. I actually do not go out looking for a man.
I ain't saying you go out looking for a man. When you go out and socialize, which is when you meet people, talk to people, whatever, whenever you socialize and wherever you're going, what spots do you frequent? Where you go?
Lounges, little lounge, like a Halo lounge or something, like a bar. I meet people in the grocery store, like pre-bid meetings for different things. It's a lot of places I go, but it's not a club. It's definitely not a club.
Okay. But there are some men that go to clubs, but that has nothing to do with it. See, the point I'm trying to get to you is.
But if you a man, but I have something to say. If you a man looking for a woman in a club, a real woman ain't coming to no club to meet no man. Now, a man might buy her a drink or something, but me, I'm not going to get your number in the club and be like, oh, that's going to be my boo. That's going to be my man. Because you came out there to look at females. So what makes me think that you're going to choose me out of all these females out here with their ass hanging out, their titties hanging out, popping pussy and all that? What made me think that I'm going to meet a man in the club when he came to see all that? He came to see drunk bitches get loose.
Because it's a club, that's what you do in the club. That don't necessarily mean that you can't conversate and meet somebody that's cool and nice in the club. I mean,
might be his first time at the club.
I mean, yeah, it's not. I mean, I go to see the. I don't understand that theory right there with women. Let me tell you why. Because I go to the club, but I go to the club every now and again. I'm not even the type that go all the time. You feel me? I don't live in the club, but when I go to the club, I would definitely holler at somebody, talk to somebody, and conversate because I'm there to socialize. It's a social gathering. I don't like when women come to the club and act like, I ain't finna meet my husband out of the club. Why the fuck not? If you meet a nigga at Walmart and then you go to the motherfucking club next week, that nigga still go to the club. You met him in Walmart.
Yes.
You met him at church, but he still may go out. So what difference do it make, Sean? Really?
That's 100%. That's 100% true. But over some music, that loud-ass music, and people screaming, and people dancing, and yelling, and bumping all into each other, I can't have a civilized conversation with a man to try to get and see where his head is. So it's not no way I can get into a man's head when the music is so loud.
Right.
Or his friends around, or he like,
right,
damn, she bad and all that
right.
shit. So
right.
I can't meet no man necessarily in a club as if I can meet a man and have a real conversation, because I'm one of those verbal people. I can
right.
tell you any way I feel coming out of my mouth. I don't have to hold it in and see what's going to happen before I tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you how I feel straight up. I'm going to lay it straight out. Because I
okay.
feel like I'm able to do that.
Okay, so what's wrong with a brief conversation and a number exchange, and then y'all talk tomorrow? Did they stop doing that now? I don't know.
I mean, it happens. It happens. Now, I have
right.
met somebody in the club, and, you know, I have gotten their number and, you know, ran across it through it. Threw it on the counter, threw it in the drawer or something,
right.
and then came back across and was like, I wonder what type of person this was that I passed by and called him and, you know, had a great conversation, but it doesn't happen that rarely.
Yeah.
I mean, it rarely happens. Excuse me. It rarely happens. It doesn't
all
happen
right.
all the time.
Okay. So let's get to the meeting. Call the people. You said, you're a real woman. You're young. Now, when you dating guys, because you really young, and I don't want to I don't want to put the brothers down, but you ain't going to find too many 21-year-old brothers that got their own place already
yeah.
with two jobs, no kids,
yeah.
you feel me? I mean, you're standing in an elite spot at your age. So I would tell you, you might need to date older men. That's the first thing I would
say. You don't have to tell me that, baby. My first boyfriend when I was 17 was 27. And he owned his own business, his own basketball team, his own bowling team. I don't fuck with young niggas because they don't have it together. Now, it may be somebody out there that's my age that may have it together because they've been through some of the things that are similar to what I've been through. But, you know, I've been through a lot. But it made me the person that I am made me a better person. It made me a stronger woman. And I'm not completely there, but I know that if I do find that right man, he's going to guide me along that path. And then our future end up being bright, but you know, so far I ain't happy. So I'm single, and I'm always mingling. That's it.
Right. But I mean, but so what? So your qualifications for being a man. Now I understand that because you just said that. See, this is what I'm trying to talk about on the main part of this show. You just said that your last man was 27, and then immediately after that, you ran off a whole bunch of things that he had.
Material things that he had. I understand it. I understand exactly where you're going. Number one, he has to be a God-fearing man. Because if
uh-huh.
he does not fear God and respect his parents, he's not going to respect me. Second
right.
of all, he has to have a good work ethic. Not good, great. has to have a great work ethic. He has to have no times in between where he didn't have a job that he ain't find a hustle. So
right.
If you can't, if it's a nigga out here who can't find no job, nigga, you can hustle. Nigga, you better go find you a broke lawnmower, fix it up, go cut some grass or do something. You got to do something, sell some drugs, sell some CDs, sell something. Sell some dick. You better sell something. And, keep and he has to have the mindset of a king. He know that he always going to have. He know that he's strong. He know that he can provide. Not no weak-ass nigga always, baby, I don't know what to do. Baby, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Baby, no. Nigga, stand up and be a man. You came before me because God made you first so that I can help you. Not so that I can be the head of the house. It's a lot of niggas out here who ain't head of their household who they bitch run the shit.
Oh,
I want
yeah.
my nigga to call and say, baby, shut up. I'm saying, okay, baby. Okay. You know, I want somebody who know how to run the bedroom and run the household. Now,
shut the fuck
up. A lot of people that...
Stop
laughing at
it. Hey.
Shut the fuck up right now. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, you ain't got to be telling all our motherfucking business. Get your ass in the house. How about that shit?
No, I feel totally what you're saying, baby. I dig it. But like I said, somebody that's as young as you that's doing what you're doing and where you at in life, you already got the right idea because you ain't going to find somebody that's 9 out of 10 times that's your age that's going to be on that level. So you said you already date older men. So that might be one
yeah.
thing I can see.
I don't classify a person by age. And you can't classify nobody. This is my number one thing where I look at in life. I'm 21 years old. If you was to look at me and try to classify me as a person, you never would be. So I've always been the type of person that I classify you how you treat me and how I see you. Not because I'm 21 and I'm a female and I got a fat ass and some cute titties. Oh, she out there doing, she in the club. She tricking off or she fuck with these niggas or she ain't got no job. You got to classify a person for who they are, not for what you think they are, what you think they got. Because there's a lot of niggas out here riding on 28 ain't got a motherfucking bank account. I ain't got no money. So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
You have to look at a person and really look and see what they do. You have to watch them from day to day. You can listen to all the shit they said they did or what they say they have and then really see them and be like, this is a motherfucking liar. Or this nigga's
right.
dreaming.
Right.
She really believes in that shit.
Well, hey, baby, one thing I want to do, I really want to plunge you because you said something real that was real. You know, it was a key. And you accepted that you gonna need some guidance from a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to everything you had to say.
Right.
You made some good points, but that right there.
I want to see her. Well, she's 30 something. She might
Woo.
Be. Well, she'd be married by then probably. I doubt she.
But
nigga, it's a lot of goddamn single 30 something year old fucking women with their shit together in their
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say.
I don't know.
I mean, me, I know that
you,
if I, when I have
hold on,
money,
hold on,
I am going to get married.
Hold on. Why'd you say she's looking for a man?
Right. Hold on.
A lot of them ain't looking for a
hold
man.
Hold on. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
Why you broke up with the other dude? I'm just curious. The one you said that, had, you know, had all the stuff and blah, blah, blah. Why you break up with him? Why y'all broke up?
Because he trained me to be a certain type of woman. And, I mean, he was cheating. Because, you know, most
okay.
of niggas with a lot of money, a lot of famous ways in the street, oh, I got this, I got that. Bitches see them. They are shining light to bitches that don't have shit, which I accepted that in the beginning because I said, you know what, this a nigga that I care about. I'm going to try to do whatever it takes to keep him with me. But in the end, he still was a dog and ended up becoming possessive and getting upset because I was growing into the woman he wanted me to be, but I was growing away from him.
Okay. I just want to know why you broke up with, you know what I'm saying,
she
that guy. Cheaters, I mean, I've already said this. Yeah, I already said this. Like I said, all these women that want these dudes, they say, oh, they want a man that got something. The more a nigga got, the more motherfucking bitches want them. You know what I'm saying? And the harder it get for that, the more pussy he got to fight off. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying fuck with a broke nigga, ladies. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just letting y'all know. The more your man got, the rest of these motherfucking females out here see it. And the goddamn wolves are circling. Just know that.
Hey, look, I just want to know.
Real
hey, look, just because
talk.
He had all that. No, I just
that wasn't the only reason why.
I know, I'm just saying. But I want to know, like, how did she really deal with it? Because, like, I want to know because, like, me and you, I tell motherfuckers all the time, you know, we ain't no ordinary niggas walking around. Like, you know, that's when we do everything. Nigga, I stay fighting that shit off.
Right.
You know, when niggas be like, oh, that's me right there. I be like, wait, you know.
Right.
And it seems like every relationship that other nigga has to be the number one killer, nigga. They always say, maybe I can't take that.
Your dinner is on the motherfucking, it's in the microwave or on the table when you walk through that door. I'm baby, how is your day? And little special things, it just can't be you just fucking and sucking dick every night. You gotta do some special shit. Fuck on the balcony. Go sit by the swimming pool with some candles and eat your dinner. So you gotta keep it special. And if you find somebody that treats you special throughout everything that you do to them and they show you that they love you, at some point in time you're gonna have to change. And if you don't, then they're gonna leave you. Because that's the type of person I am. I try to keep it special and let them know that you're the only person that will ever get this kind of treatment at this time. But when you fuck up, I'm going to do it better for another nigga. So you better
right.
You better catch me or you don't.
You're a good 21. All right.
All right. Well, you said you wanted to hunt for him. Where are the real men at? We out here. You feel me? There's a lot of...
I ain't finna travel to Atlanta for it, though. I'm good. You come see me.
Wait a minute. What's the problem? What we won't do for love, like Pop said? You know what I'm saying? What you won't do for love, baby? You might have to goddamn get on the road.
Hey, nigga, you go see her.
You feel me?
I'll tell you this.
You know, hold on, P. Rich. A lot of my homegirls, when we had a similar conversation, that I'm from Panama City, Florida. A lot of them girls down there, they always like to say, man, ain't no real man in this city because it's a small place and everybody know everybody and a lot of niggas, you know, in the game or fucked up from the dope game because there really ain't no economy down there, ain't no jobs. So a lot of the niggas got two or three felonies or they in prison or they about to go or they just getting out. You feel me? It's one of them kind of cities where ain't no jobs where most niggas got them fucked with that dope to survive. You feel what I'm saying? Right, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? So a lot of girls that call my show, that from back home, that's what they always preaching and always saying, it ain't no good men around. Well, I tell them motherfuckers, well, goddammit,
move.
You know what I'm saying? Leave.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Shit, what's wrong? Or travel.
I travel. If it came down to it, I met somebody who was worth me traveling for me taking time off my job. I work hard. I plan on owning my own house and my own business by the time I'm 25, just established, not no small little baby business. By the time I'm 25, so I have goals and aspirations. I can't let nobody, me traveling to see somebody, get me off my focus if he ain't a part of that. Now, if he is along the journey, the person that you be with in life is supposed to be on the same journey as you. Y'all don't just meet each other and try to change each other's lives and shit because it never works. So if I meet a man who's on the same journey with me, like, yo, baby, do that, do this. Yo, ooh, baby, I got you. Ooh, don't worry about that. Ooh, I love you. You know, I'm going to be like, okay, baby, I'm on the way. That's all you got to say. It's different with different circumstances, but I'm saying I'm not going to go travel to Atlanta. But like, what a good man out here on Peace Trail.
That might be where they at, though. Just don't go to 5 points. Stay away from the 5 points. That's all I'm saying. Stay away from there. Stay away from Buckhead. Looking for niggas. You might find the wrong nigga.
Oh, I know. All right, I know. West Side, you stupid. Y'all have a good night. And thank you.
All right.
Thanks
all right.
For
appreciate
the conversation.
All right. I think she called you before, yeah. I think she called you one time. I remember she called when she asked me this stuff to say last time. Yes, 21 years old, got her own shit, real woman. She doing a thing. I mean, what do you want? Where the real man at, P. Rich?
Oh, wake up.
That's what she said.
Say, I ain't going to travel to Atlanta, but nigga, if a nigga come down there, goddamn, nigga, you'll come back.
Right.
Nigga, that's what I do know. You know what I'm saying? We can be back and forth, man, like switch up and down.
Right. All right, LL, what's going on, babe?
What's going on? I heard it all, and I do have to applaud the young lady.
Right.
However,
okay.
I do hear a lot of materialistic things going on with her. It's good that you have your own. It is. It's good for everybody to have their own. But the main point is when it comes to being a real woman or a real man, you can have your own today and not have shit tomorrow. That's not going to define you. It should not define you.
Right.
Because you can't be up all the time. It's the laws of gravity. You cannot be up all the time, period, point blank. So if you are striving to be the best person that you can be, which will ultimately trickle down and will have, you will then be the best person for everybody around you, then that's what makes you a real person, man or woman.
Right, right. I totally feel that. If you striving to be, you know what I'm saying, good in spirit and nature, you feel what I'm saying, and you keeping it positive, you feel what I'm saying? I think people overlook that aspect of it. You feel what I'm saying? They say a real man has this and does this. Listen, man, you got to just be a positive motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? A positive. You got to be striving to be the best that you can, even if your best can't right now at this moment ain't got you in the 09 Escalade.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? If the best that you can do got you in a 99 Central, and it's the best that you can do, and you still keeping it positive, and you still grinding, you still striving, you still coming home. Now she said some things about the sensitivity of a man that I keyed in on, also where. You know, like a lot of women say, a real man, not the romantic sensitive side that men don't really show. Like she said stuff about switching it up and being romantic poolside, a dinner poolside with a candlelight, stuff like that. I think that, you know, in a man, you have to be a certain kind of guy to be a romantic. Every real man is not going to be a romantic. Some guys that are actually real men struggle with emotion. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're not real men. They just happen to be one of those men that don't have hardly any emotion. Because that's how we genetically have far less than y'all. You feel what I'm saying?
But Buddhism, at the same time, you're right. Every man don't have that ingrained in them to display it to every woman they come across. You have to, that man has to meet that right woman who he feels like he can connect with on that level, who's not going to look down at him or be like, this nigga is soft or whatever. A lot of men, a lot of real men, if they don't see you as that said all, be all, you're not going to see them get romantic. You're not going to see them break down and cry. They don't have that connection with you. So that doesn't make them not a man because they ain't do it with you. You just wasn't the one.
Maybe so. Maybe
y'all
so.
Didn't connect
right.
like that. So, it doesn't matter if you're driving an 09 Escalade. Some people ain't striving for an 09 Escalade. Some people don't want their gas mileage. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to put all their money out in gas. Some people like the simple things in life. So you can never go off of materialistic items when it comes to men or female. Because I'm not the simplest chick I know, seriously. I honestly, sometimes I feel like it's a curse because I'm usually attracted to the men that I don't want them to have it all already. Because if you got it all already, then I wasn't there with you to help you through that struggle to get you there. So where am I concreted into your plan? I'm not.
Hello, some fucking body. How about we build this shit together?
Hey, you hear me, man.
I must have. That's a real clap. This is just. The sound effects,
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that theory. I like that approach. I'm fucking with that. We're gonna run with that.
You gotta be willing to come to men, I mean, that don't have nothing and grow with them. Because when you do make that ultimate decision to have a partner, y'all still both need to be growing. If y'all aren't growing together or y'all can't begin to grow together, then you're already losing. You already losing from jump. So
he gotta
have this and he gotta have that. Nah. And sometimes, yeah, I do feel like I lose out because I am a go-getter. But you know what? I'm a real woman, and I've had my own house and my own car and everything. And you know what? And a bomb-ass job in Panama City running the airways. And I decided, you know what? It's time for this real woman to grow a little bit more. So I left all that shit and brought me and my two kids with my divorced ass in South Carolina to attend school to do something better for me and my family and to continue to grow as a grown woman.
Right.
And it ain't about where you at and what you have. It's about what you're striving for. And as long as you're striving to be the best person that you can be so that it benefits everyone around you, that's what makes you real.
Right. Exactly. I'm fucking with it. All right, y'all. I appreciate you going down the line.
You know what killed me, though, before you go up to this next caller?
What's up?
It's actually, some people don't know when you actually with somebody.
Uh-huh.
You trying to build something. They say they on that same page, but they ain't.
Uh-huh.
When you start to take off
right.
and do the shit that you say you gonna do, and they see it, they hating on you. They want to hold you back. So that might not, you know, it's not the person for you.
Yeah.
Don't ignore the signs, people.
Right.
Come on, let's go. All
right. Next call on the air. 44563.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Who this? Be nice.
Be nice.
Oh, what's happening? Be nice. What's going on, babe? Where you been? What's happening? Go ahead.
I agree with what a lot of people are saying. I mean, it's different things that classifies a man being a real man. So, I really don't have that much to say on the issue.
Well, are you a real woman? That's first. Before I even ask any woman that called up here talking about age, it's a lot of things that qualify. My first question to you is, are you a real woman? What qualifies you to be as such?
What qualifies me to be as such is I just feel like I'm a person that is trying to do my best, and I'm trying to get where I want to be in life. And I want someone to be able to be there for me and support me and help me through that as well. Like you guys were saying, as far as going back to the parents and how you may have been raised, like, I think that plays a lot of part in my life personally based off of my relationship with my parents. Because, at first I was at a two-parent home and everything was fine, but eventually when my parents got divorced, my life kind of took a turn for the worse. So I started acting out and doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, which now I'm beginning to pay for, but that's only me growing as the woman that I am, and it makes me a better person. And me, as far as me being in a relationship with someone, it's like I put everything out there on the table as well. Like, I want a person to be able to understand and know what I'm going through so they can connect with me and love me unconditionally regardless of what I have and what I don't have. So I just think it's that, and you can build from that. So I want to be able to help my significant other as well as my significant other help me. Like, I want to be that backbone that they need in order for them to grow so they can help, with their dreams and whatever they're pursuing. I want us to be able to do that together.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, but you said a real man. I mean, I understand what you're saying about the real man part, but when you say, okay, you want, is it that the guy that you want, the real man that you want, is there like any like set qualification that you have for this guy in order that you say, well, he ain't even a real man because he don't do this, he ain't even got this, he's not even on this level. You feel me? I'm just trying to get a gauge of what people think a real man is. You feel me? I do really, really like what LL, my last caller, said about, it ain't about the materialistic thing and something. And she'd rather for the guy not to have all everything so they can grow together. I really like that. And I'm trying to get women to tell me what is the real man. What is the real man? Because I hear that y'all want the real man, and it's, but I want, what is it that really just makes him a real man?
A real man is, like, in my opinion, a real man will be there for you no matter what you're going through, and will respect, what you're going through in your life. So a real man is able to just understand and help you in your time of need, like, just be there for you. I mean, women sometimes need that, and I just feel like if a man is there, then, that's all you need. And y'all are able to just connect and understand. I mean, communication to me is the most important thing. And if y'all are able to talk things out and talk with each other through any situation, then that's always a plus. Like, I think that a relationship can go far through communication.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I feel you, so. I still not getting what the definition of a real man is from you, but I take what I can get out you, be nice. I feel what you're saying. There is no set thing.
It's not a set thing. I can't go off of material things. Like, I can't say because you have this, and this. Like, because I wouldn't classify him as just a real man based off of, what I know now, because I felt like he played and toyed with my emotions. But, like, when you find that person that truly understands you and is there for you, like, you can't deny that. So it's like a real man is just going to be there and be able to help you and guide you through, you know, your trials and your tribulations. Because there's certain things that I don't necessarily know that I feel like maybe I should know as me being a woman, but that I don't know because of my relationship and the connection that I have with my mother. So it's a lot of things that I wasn't taught and that I don't know how to do. So if I put that out there with the person that I'm with, I want him to be able to understand that, you know, it's not me being fake or phony or anything like that. It's that, like, really I need some type of guidance. I need you to, you know, kind of show me the way a little bit.
Right,
and not as far as don't take advantage of me because I'm telling you this. Don't take advantage of the situation. Like, really understand and really know me and really want to be there for me. And if you don't, then be that real man and say, you know, this is not what I'm looking for, or, you know, I just feel like, you know, we're not on the same page. No, just be honest. And, you know, a woman can't do anything but respect that. You can respect honesty, and I totally respect a man being honest. Like, I can't deny that. So as long as you're honest and you're keeping it 100, then I respect it.
All right, honesty. So that's what I got to be nice. A real man is honest. Won't take advantage of you, right?
Right.
You understand?
Yep.
He can understand that you was raised a certain way, so you might not know. You might not know how to cook. Yeah. You will fucking learn when you fucking with a real man like me. You gonna learn. I'll teach you because I can cook myself. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, it's not on the cooking thing, but okay.
I'm just saying if that was it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you know, whatever it is that you felt like, you know what I'm saying, you didn't learn from your mom.
Yeah. A lot of niggas don't know how to cook, but real niggas do, man.
Right. A real man, I think, know how to cook. God damn it.
Uh-huh.
I think. All right, be nice.
Chef RDA talking spaghetti.
All right, be nice. All right. Veronica, then Keisha, then I'm going to go back to the Key, and then the 704, raise her hand again. Veronica McNair, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Blue?
What's
up, B? That P. Reg?
Yeah,
Miss B, what's happening, baby?
It's dry today.
I'm
going to
start calling you Hadoo. What's up, Hadoo?
Hey, baby, you know, it's all great over here. I got my umbrella A today, you know?
You know what? I got to come up over there because I need to see the dude. I need to meet the infamous what? A. Sappleton. That's
hey, I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? Get ready, man. You know what I'm saying? How long
yeah, okay.
that was back, man? You know what I'm saying? Cadillac, man. You know what I'm saying? That's not going
to happen.
Okay,
yeah.
I used that today, though. Okay.
I like that. A. Sappleton.
Yeah, I used that today. I had to bite off that today, so I actually used that.
Hey, you know, you family, so you
yeah,
know, you
part of the show. You can use all the slang we got.
Yeah.
I've noticed everybody on the show has adopted the word mash and smash.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody pretty much took our word for fucking. And I like it. It's cleaner.
It is. Mashing is good. See, I can say mash in front of my daughter, and she's like.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, you understand.
It's a word with more than one meaning.
She just said it. Mash. Okay. Anyway.
Go ahead.
A real man, wow. You know, there are so many aspects to a real man. And a real man may not have, you know, what Be Nice was trying to say, everything, or a real woman may not have all of the so-called, you know, I don't think there's a quintessential man. You know, nobody's perfect. But to me, what a real man is, if he doesn't have a job, he may not be able to provide financially, but he can if he just provides stability in the home. If he's at home, if you come home, he's not working, and the house is clean. You know, the kids are clean. Whatever that he can provide for you, providing doesn't necessarily mean it's not necessarily a tangible thing. You know, sometimes it's the intangible that a man can provide for you. Like for me, safety, feeling secure, feeling like, you know, you got my back, you know. I know where I live now, and this is something simple, during like the New Year's and stuff like that, I mean, the bullets be flying, and it's really scary. It's scary for me. And so if I can just come and lay in the bed and he's not like tripping, and I'm like, you know, that kind of shakes me up a little bit sometimes, just being real. you know, if I can just lay in his arms, he's like, baby, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Just stuff like that. If I know I'm secure with you, my faults and imperfections, you help me in areas like Be Nice was saying where I may not be 100%. You don't fault me for it or kick me to the curb for it, but you say, okay, baby, just like if I'm not necessarily good with finances, but you are, you show me how to be good with finances, and a real woman will be receptive and say, okay, I need to learn and I want to learn. Can you show me? Vice versa. That's what, to me, being a real man is, being able to say, okay, I got you here on the weekend, and on my weekends, you know, you can hold me up. You know, you might not know how to wash clothes like I do. You might just throw everything in the wash. And if I say, hey, baby, don't throw, you know, my red socks in with the white underwear, and you like, you don't listen, that's not a real man. A real man is being able to take criticism, constructive criticism, without feeling like he's a wimp or he's a punk. That's, to me, what a real man is. You know, behind closed doors, you iron out all your differences and stuff. You don't go out in public and air out all your dirty laundry. You know, the female don't punk her man down or get loud, vice versa. It's, I mean, I don't know if I'm really explaining it right, but.
No, you said some things. You said you've had multiple points, some that have already been touched on, but I get what you're saying. You feel me? I especially like
yeah.
the one, I especially like what you just said about a man being able to take criticism and take constructive criticism. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of dudes got that Kanye syndrome, that you can't tell them nothing shit. That can't no bitch tell me nothing. You feel me?
Right.
A lot of men, niggas with that attitude right there, if you a man mm-hmm. and you listening to this show and you feel like, man, fuck that, a bitch can't tell me nothing, nigga, you'll never grow into a man until you get rid of that attitude, dog. You can always be taught something, and sometimes it may be a female that teach you to you, homeboy. You feel what I'm saying? It might be a female that teach you that shit, dog. You understand what I'm saying? I done learned a lot from some females. You feel what I'm saying? I done learned and some shit, you know? I mean, it is what it is, but I really keyed in on that particular thing that you said, because that's something that hadn't been said. That is a part of being a real man. You have to be able to accept your weaknesses, and then that hopefully that woman can where you weak at, that woman is strong. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Y'all got that kind of balance, but I dig what you said on that particular point a lot.
I think the word we're looking for is like teachable. Both people, you know, I know you're talking about men, but you have to be teachable. If anybody gets to a point where they think they can't be taught anything, then you're in a bad situation. You know, that's
right.
a bad place to be in where you can't be taught. You know, I've learned from my daughter's father, even though our relationship didn't work out the way I wanted it to, there were some things about me, areas that I needed to grow in, may not like, and I say finances, because in the relationship I was in with my mother, I was taking care of her. You know, she didn't want to sacrifice anything. She wanted to live, you know, above her means. And I'm like, I had ideas and finances, but they just deteriorated because I was in a bad situation. So when I moved out from her and with him, I started seeing patterns that the reasons I made those decisions, I'm not justifying it. There were reasons that financially I was messed up, but he helped me to get back on track and to focus and say, okay, this is what we need to do. You can't allow your mom to be in your pocket, you know,
right.
just stuff
right.
like that. And
right.
so I learned how to focus on my finances and not just swipe my card and keep track of stuff I used to do, but he helped me refocus on that. And thank you, baby. And I'm happy for that. And
right.
stuff like, you know, women are we're so sensitive, we're so emotional. A real man balances that out. You know, stuff like, you know, teaching me that you don't have to get so uptight about every little, you know, little thing. It's going to be okay. That kind of stuff.
Right. Exactly. You know? Right. Now, I definitely feel you about, and I'm going to go to the next call after this. I'm coming to you now, Keisha. I definitely feel like, look, man, a real man is going to be the king of his household. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if there's an outside force that is disrupting your household, i.e. your mama, your brother, whoever the fuck else that's outside of this household, that's causing disruption emotionally, physically, or financially, a real man gonna handle that. You feel what I'm saying? So that means if your mama always needs you to pay this and pay that, and you always broke because of that, a real man gonna come in and put an end to that shit ASAP. If your motherfucking brother always want to goddamn come over there and stay at your motherfucking house because he's too lazy to get the motherfucking job, a real man will come in and put an end to that. And if you can't accept that shit and ride with that man and side with that man, if you feel like, oh, fuck that, that's my mama them and that's my brother them, you have yet to become a real motherfucking woman. And you need to back kill yourself and stop looking for a real man because you ain't ready.
That's true. That's true. All
right. I want to applaud on one thing because she said something that I really feel like. That's really, you know what I'm saying? I really feel like men are better. We're better with the finances than females. Like a lot of people
don't see it that way.
A lot
of niggas are bad with money. But sometimes, it all depends on a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? See the reason why I think a lot of women end up being better with money than men is because 9 out of 10 times you done had more women that had to raise the kids by themselves than the man did. So they done had to goddamn penny pinch and figure out a way to make that shit work more than a nigga has. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
why I feel like a lot of women, most of the time, have better money management than men because they done had to struggle more than a nigga have most of the time. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what happened with me. It's like having my daughter.
I don't necessarily agree with that. But even though in my fucking experiences, I've been the motherfucking better person with money, which was a fucking shame. I was like,
shoot your motherfucking self.
You know what I'm saying?
Shoot your motherfucking self trying to motherfucking not co-sign with me.
I'm not co-signing with you on that because I've seen more than one.
Niggas be
fucked up with their money.
Hey, they do, but that's just the way I feel.
But see, let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because I came from being a hustler. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of that shit never left me, so I was splurge in the name of having a good time. I had to stop that shit. You know me. We went on my nigga, and I got that motherfucking money. I ain't giving a fuck, nigga. We balling tonight, because this is what the fuck we doing tonight.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about what I got to do next week? Like, I goddamn finna go make another $1,000 tomorrow like I did before. You feel what I'm saying? No, nah, I ain't hustling no more. I still would lose sight of that and just blow enormous amounts of money that I really shouldn't be spending because I ain't really grinding like that no more. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was something that I had to break away from. That was a direct result of what I was like before.
That's what a real man is. You realize that, and you saw that about you, and you're like, wait a minute, put the brakes on and say, something got to change. A real man recognizes when they need change, and you did that. That's another aspect.
Right.
You know,
maturity.
When you can recognize, oops, wait a minute, I need to do some things differently.
Right. Maturity. I don't know. It just all depends on the relationship. I got to take that on a case-by-case basis.
Because
I know some niggas
that's
fucked up with money.
You
feel what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just speaking in my personal opinion.
I know
I'm good as fuck with that paper.
I know I'm
good as fuck with that paper. That nigga don't need to try me.
Hey. I'm going to blow it.
Hey, because
throw it in the bag.
Hey, what's that? Hey, what's that about motherfucking Charlie's, man? You know what I'm saying? That shit might fly like the wind, but it'll goddamn come back.
We're
going to
get it back. We're
going to
get it back, though. All right, Veronica.
All right, baby.
All right. Keisha F., holler at me, babe.
Hey.
What's going on?
Please say the baby.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just doing a little cleaning.
Okay. Like a real woman should be doing. Go ahead with
that. Got the dishwasher rolling, the dryer rolling, hair comb for tomorrow. We good.
3 points for Coach Blizz. 3 points for Coach Blizz. But not having his feet on the line to shoot that shot right there.
All right. So go ahead, Keisha. Tell us what a real man is to you.
Okay. To me, I think LL and Veronica, they hit it on the head. But for me, a real man is going to take care of business. At the end of the day, when I'm laying down to go to bed, everything that you told me you were going to do that day needs to be done. I don't want to have any worries. So if you're taking care of business, regardless of whether you got the best job, you're running the country, or you get up every day and you washing cars and cutting yards, by the end of the day, if you tell me I'm going to put in 10 resumes and I'm going to knock out 2 interviews, you're a good man. And you do that, you're a good man to me.
So, your reply seems job focused. Is that the same job focused?
No, not necessarily. Because I mean, like Veronica said, he could be at home, a stay at home dad. But at the end of the day, if you tell me something, so by the end of the day, you tell me you're gonna paint the house, you're gonna regrout the bathroom, whatever the case may be, If you tell me that you're going to do something and at the end of the day it's done or you have made some progress towards being finished, you're a good man. Don't
right.
just sit around and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Be a man of your word.
So does a real man have to be sensitive? Does it have to be romantic?
Not necessarily. I mean, because not every man is going to be as sensitive as a woman would like him to be, as long
uh-huh.
as he is sensitive and romantic in his own way. Because as a couple, you're going to learn one another's ways. So if I know that if my man is being romantic when he comes home and he brought McDonald's, then that's, you know, I'm going to be okay with that. And if I know that my man, in his little romantic way, when he comes home, he's going to rub my feet, that's fine by me, if this is the way that we work together.
Right, right, right. Okay. All right. I feel you, Keisha. Well, I think you said that you agree with what LL said and what Veronica said. We're getting the gist of it around here. We kind of summing it all up about what a man really is. You understand what I'm saying? We're summing it all up. I mean, now, this is a very, I want to say, diverse and opinionated question, because what's good for you may not be good for that person.
Exactly.
You feel
right.
Some women, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, my number one thing with everybody that's listening to this show, I just want everybody to just, my disclaimer is, before you open your mouth and say that you want a real man, I'm going to need for you to check two more times and make sure you're a real woman. You feel what I'm saying? Before you call the show, before you say it to your homegirl, before you post it on Facebook, before you goddamn tweet it, motherfucker, before you do that, before you question men in general or question ask yourself, ladies, please, are you a real man? And men, vice versa. When you talk about where are the real females, well, homie, are you a real man? Ask yourself that. You understand what I'm saying? I am no, see, I'm not a delusional person. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a realist. That's why I named my show as K100. That's why the whole thing is based on just straight up real talk, the shit you don't want to say. That's what the shit say on the damn logo. You feel what I'm saying? So I know for a fact that I still have room to grow as a man. I'm not conceited. There's no misconception. Yeah, there's no misconception to me about me. Am I the complete man? You feel what I'm saying? I know I'm not. You feel me? I've messed up enough, and I can see that I'm not. You feel what I'm saying? But I also know, and I also can see that I'm more of a man than I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I am progressing. And to what I, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I may still be in the cocoon, but I ain't the caterpillar no more. You feel what I'm saying? I'm in the cocoon. I ain't the butterfly yet, but I'm in the cocoon at this point right here. So that's all you got. That's all I can do. That's the best that I can. And that's the absolute best that I can do. Because I try to do my best all the time. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever I do.
And I like what, you know what I mean? I forgot which caller made that comment, like, when you do the best you can do,
right,
and it reflects the people around you,
that's
so true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm just speaking about changes, man. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's, you know, associated, that's affiliated with this, that's actually home scene with changes, like, I know for me, when it comes to Blizz, there's a lot of stuff that I know that probably I was doing wrong. He kind of helped me get it right. And I think vice versa. Like, we might have different opinions, but I think some things I haven't said that he, you know, he don't see my way too. So, you know, it's kind of hand in hand over here.
Yeah. But, I mean, we all help. You help each other grow.
Yeah, yeah.
A real man got some real motherfucking friends.
Yeah.
A real man don't have a bunch of ignorant, stupid, all they want to do is pull you down, hating ass motherfucking partner. Not no real man. A real man got men for friends. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have no little boyfriends if you a real man. Where they do that?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Your friends are a reflection of you too. Don't get it fucked up, ladies. Yeah. Ladies, if all your motherfucking homegirls are a bunch of hoes, that shit reflecting on you. You may not be one, but if all you hang with is hoes,
that's just like I'm trying to say.
Hey, pay attention.
That's like I tried to tell this.
I know that's your homegirl. But I'm just saying, though.
I tried to tell a chick one time because she was like,
you don't get a pass.
You the only straight girl with four other gay bitches. You don't think people going to think you gay?
Yeah. That's my friend. Bitch, okay, but still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you say. That's what they're going to think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Keisha.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go to Key, and then I'm going to go to a song because she's been waiting for a minute. Key, what's happening? You got something else you want to say?
Man, so much information has been given out, but the girl that was on the phone after me, she sounds like me when I was 21. But then LL sounds like me now that I'm older and I'm a woman. So,
right.
I mean, you can have all of that stuff and you can be doing your own thing. But in the end, you have to learn how to balance between, okay, if you really want to be with somebody, it's still about you, but you have to incorporate them. A lot of people still saying, I, me. But when you're with somebody, it's we and us. And when you fail, I fail. We fail together. We succeed together. Everything we do the same together. And a lot of women never get to that point where they stop blaming, pointing the fingers, and, you know, all they do is good. And some men, too. Everything you do is right. Everything I do is wrong. Now it's about us. Whatever we do it together. And I also, with what Veronica said about a man being teachable, the day that you stop learning is the day that you die.
Right.
You start dying when you stop learning. And
right.
Also, with all of this information, and my thing about a real man, my biggest thing with a man is that he has to have integrity. Because
right.
A person without integrity, they're going to lack in so many different areas. They're not trustworthy. They won't keep their word. They won't try to do their best because they have no integrity. And so
that's a good word. Integrity is a good word.
Yeah. And also, when it comes, we're talking about all these things that make a man a man. So, and like you said, a real man, if he sees something going on, if it's some type of outside interference, he's going to take care of it and handle it. Okay, which leads me to the question, when do you have time to be out cheating? Because we had this discussion on another show about interferences and people causing other type of things to go on in the household. So if you're trying to provide all these things and trying to do all these things, when do you have time to entertain someone else? And that goes for the male or the female. Because I've been married before, and if you've been taking care of your house, that's a full-time job, and taking care of your relationship, you don't have time for anything else.
That's true. And if your relationship is healthy, you really wouldn't want to. Even if you did have
you really wouldn't want to. Exactly.
If your relationship is healthy. If your relationship is healthy.
Yeah.
But see, that way, so maybe would that need to be another show, what is a healthy relationship?
We'll definitely get to that.
Yeah,
we don't have to get to that one because a lot of people don't even understand what it means to be in a healthy relationship because they've been in so many messed up relationships. They don't know what healthy is.
Yeah.
Well, first off, one thing they got to do is stop dragging the past into the new relationship. That's the first healthy step. Shit.
Well, that's what I said earlier. That has a lot to do with a person's character. You know that when you're dating. You have to really examine people and look at their character traits. A lot of people don't even look at the character of a person. They just look at the physical and what can you do for me and that type of thing. But a person's character is who they are. That's actually who they are and what you're going to get. A lot of people don't even pay attention to that.
Right.
You got to leave your ex alone, no matter if you've been with them 3 years or 5 years. If you're not with them, there's a reason you're not with them and you're with somebody else. It's got to be healthy around here, baby.
Right. All right, Keith.
All right.
So, yeah, we're going to have an early night tonight anyway, but we're coming up to, we're well into the second half of the show, episode 31. You
get your grown man, though. Get your
boys
get your
to men
man,
from
though.
Boys to men. I'm trying to find out what a real man is since Father's Day is Sunday. You feel what I'm saying?
From Boys to Men, a.k.a. That's
you
our
know,
new edition.
One of the people on the Facebook page asked, they wanted to know, what's your definition of a man being a provider? Do you think it's only financial or is it more? He needs to provide to his kids. He needs to provide leadership and order also.
Exactly.
He needs to provide discipline when necessary. He needs to provide protection and provide the wife with what she needs, including sex. That's what I said. That was my response.
Oh, you know you got to put the tag. Hey, ladies, don't never forget this in a relationship. You got to put some dick up in it.
You know, that's how you got to do it. But my main thing I wanted to key on was... what I said. You know, a real man does do a real man does provide guidance, leadership, order, discipline, and protection. Okay? Those are words he has. Integrity. You heard the word maturity. You feel me? Honesty. You know, it's a lot of words that can sum it up.
That guidance and protection is big.
Guidance and protection is really huge.
That's like one and two.
Guidance and protection is huge. Security, aka money.
Yeah.
Security.
I like that. Do it again. Anybody who calls this show,
We are changing the English language on this show.
Man,
we are making the word security a synonym
for money, nigga.
For money.
When it comes to females.
For those of you who don't know what synonym means, if you didn't pass fifth grade, it means a word that means the same thing as another word.
Not
synonym.
Money.
Even though we know, technically, you don't say security is a synonym for money, but for this show,
that's what it means.
Since women like to marry for a quote-unquote security, I will, in fact, make the word security synonymous with the word money for K100 purposes, okay?
It's a conjunction, people.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so with that being said,
I like that.
Coming up to the second half of the show, I appreciate everybody tuning in. 347-934-0966 is the number
security
that you can call in and highlight us. You understand what I'm saying? But Father's Day is coming up. And so, you know, just like it was Mother's Day, I dropped the Mother's Day song. It wouldn't be changed if we didn't have a Father's Day song. Where they do that? EUS featuring Blizzom, Father's Day.
EUS, Blizzom. Dad, this is for you. We know it's hard out here in this world, man. And it's hard to be a real man sometimes, you know. But me and my little brother, right, we had somebody that looked out for us, you know what I'm saying? So this is a tribute to him and for everybody that's just like him. Hey, put your hands up.
How to be a man.
Oh, most definitely. That's also Chainless. That's my little brother, EUS, produced by yours truly, featuring me. A song we cooked up for our pops. You understand what I'm saying? Come on, man. It's what we do over here, man. Y'all think it's a game? Kill your fucking self. I'm the illest doing it.
Bitches!
I ain't taught you nothing yet. You ain't realized that yet. I'm the illest doing it, man.
We'll never run out.
Never gonna run out of music. We're not. We're not even halfway, man. Stop playing.
Episode 31? Nigga, we not.
We ain't halfway.
Nigga. Wait, wait. Probably when we get to, like,
I don't know, maybe episode 200. I might be on the other next hard drive.
Nah.
I might be on the whole hard drive by that one.
Yeah.
Until you niggas stop hating and start participating and start sending me your fucking music, I'm just going to keep giving you hit after hit of shit that people already should have been heard, but the game is fucked up.
Chainless,
instead of giving you Gucci.
Okay!
What's up, homie? Still want to do that song with you. Episode 31.
Burr. How about that, nigga? Burr.
Episode 31, K1 in their radio. I appreciate you tuning in to the show.
We appreciate all our callers and our listeners that's charming in right now.
Right. Boys and men, that's the name of the show. What's it take to be a real man? What is a real man to you? We've had a lot of things that have been said tonight that were real, real, I mean, real good points. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying a lot of women, I was just trying to really get the sisters to get away from the materialistic side of what they think. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, we ain't had
a man
damn
be,
nigga
know.
Call up there because they want to watch the fucking basketball.
Yeah, I mean, update, by the way, for all y'all basketball fans. Boston 22, LA 14, still in the first quarter, 22-14. I'm streaming it online live so I can keep all my faithful listeners, you know what I'm saying, updated, because, I mean, I want to watch the goddamn game, too.
We're giving you, we
grown men. We got responsibilities over here. We got a show to do.
Yeah, man.
Grown man shit. All right. But I appreciate y'all tuning in with me. Boston up 22-14. I don't know what's going on, LA. I don't know.
I know
Shay,
what's going to happen.
What's going to happen? Who's going to win?
Bye-bye, Kobe. Bye-bye, Kobe.
I don't think so.
You think you gonna come out that country?
That man's not gonna be denied that.
You think so?
Not with Perkins hurt.
We'll see. Small wave of people.
Shay, what's happening? Young, go ahead, babe.
What's up? How you guys doing?
We're all right.
What's happening, Shay?
First of all, I have to shout out to y'all and tell y'all Happy Father's Day early.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You won't be here on Sunday. Y'all can feel free to wish us a happy Father's Day over the air, by the way.
To all y'all women that did do it, shame on you.
Damn it.
I was feeling that vibe, and I had to do it for everybody.
That's all right. We take it. We'll take it.
That's a real woman. She put the weight on her shoulders for you, lady.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Shay. So go ahead. What you got? What you think? What you think a real man is? What you think defines what a real man is?
Well, you know, I really think that LL and Veronica really hit the nail on the head. They covered so many points that, you know, it really didn't leave too much to be said because, I mean, they really covered a lot right there. But I think a real man also has to have some compassion and understanding and just be there for his family, be supportive for his family.
Right. And everything that they're doing, you feel me?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean just financially. I mean, when I say support, you know, show some emotional support and, like, be nice with them, be understanding that, you know, not every woman was raised in a certain way. So, you know, just kind of recognize that and take it for what it's worth.
Exactly. Now, with be nice, I really felt what she, on her particular point, I like what she said, you know, her mama, you know, whatever it is, whatever things that her and her mom went through, you know, wherever she's lacking in, because her mom didn't show her whatever, anything like that. You have a lot of women that's like that. And a lot of men have to understand, you have to, when you're dating somebody, you should be able to see what their imperfections are. And you should, you hopefully, kicking it with them long enough to know what they all are, even though some will be revealed to you along the way in the marriage, because you never really know nobody like that. Even when you marry them, people change with time other things, you know what I'm saying? But you should recognize something like that. For instance, like if you know, if your girl, you understand, is bad with money. That's because her mama was bad with money, and they all their whole life they lived in the projects and on public assistance and shit. And she never really had, she never really saw her mama write checks or balance a checkbook or really have credit cards like that and shit. You feel what I'm saying? She never really saw all that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you may love the hell out of her, but just goddamn it, you can't balance a checkbook. Now until we show you. Yeah, until I show you how to balance the checkbook and I got confidence in you, you're going to have to let me be the man lead you, guide you in that particular area. But see, the thing about it is vice versa. Yes, but it's vice versa for the women. That's why my very first question.
But you know, it's going to be a little hard too when once you teach them that, because you know, sometimes they be a little rebellious because they be like, I had nobody really to show me that, so they still be kind of.
So a good woman gonna recognize that, you know, hey, I don't know everything. Hey, this man is trying to help me, you know, and just, like, you know, there may be something that she can help him do. I mean, a good woman is gonna recognize that.
And we back to square one, and the number one thing that I already ask everybody, and any woman, and I'm telling you this, and anybody else who might have tuned in after the fact, in order for you to have a real man. In order for you to even have a gall to even look for a real man, I'm going to need for you to be a real woman first.
Stand up.
I'm going to need for you to be a real woman first.
You got
to
be what you want. If you want,
I don't even
want
to hear your fucking... No, do you notice that? I feel like, honestly, if certain women that I know would have called up here tonight, I probably would have just like cut them short. Because I don't know for a fact they ain't no real woman. See, I'm allowing pretty much the real women to speak tonight. You feel what I'm saying? The ones I'd be like, okay, I know she a real woman. She handling a grown woman business, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't really too keen to letting a lot of motherfucking little girls chime in tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Because I really don't give a fuck about what your opinion is because you ain't a real woman, so fuck your opinion about what a nigga is.
Fuck your opinion.
That's how I really
mine
feel.
Won't
you feel what I'm saying?
That's a ball from Blitz, nigga.
You know, I'm for real.
Fuck your opinion, because mine won't change.
Right.
It's a ball from Blitz, nigga.
Right.
As we get older, you know, we realize things, we learn things along the way that maybe we weren't taught when we were younger, but, you know, that's part of being a grown man and a grown woman. Is that,
right.
You know, you're coming into your own and you learn things. And the things that you don't know, you still continue to learn those because you're still continuing to grow. But, you know, part of being a real man or a real woman is just recognizing that and, you know, not being too ashamed to accept help when help is offered.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you can't be you can't be one of these guys, you know what I'm saying, that be like, you know what I'm saying, a chick can't tell me shit. I don't take no direction from no, can't a woman tell me shit? The woman don't run. I mean, listen, man, there's going to be some shit that your motherfucking woman probably know better than you and probably can goddamn, you know, can see you on, dog. It is what it is. If it is, what's the fucking big deal if that's your woman? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you know.
You can't get better if you don't know. I mean,
you'd
rather her tell you than somebody out in the street, and you'd be looking shame.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's all. So, all right, Shay, I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate that Father's Day shout out, too. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
All right. Okay, I think Be Nice. Did you hit the line again, Be Nice?
Oh, I was sitting up here watching the game, but no, I didn't, but.
Okay. I just wondered, I seen you must have been jumping up. Sco 2316, ain't it?
What'd you say?
Ain't it Sco 2316?
Yeah.
2316, y'all. I'm shutting the show down at 45 tonight anyway, so 15 minutes early. Yeah, because I'm the boss, I can do that shit. Fuck you! Don't judge me.
One thing that I did want to say, though,
what?
Is that I respect your female callers calling in, like Shay and Veronica and Keisha and everybody, because, like, I feel like, you know, I'm 26, so I am kind of young than maybe the rest of the callers calling in. And I can personally say that me listening to them actually helps me become a better woman. Like, I kind of understand certain things that I normally wouldn't understand, like, and some of my friends that I talk to aren't necessarily on that level as I feel like they are on. So, you know, I would like to say thank you to them as far as expressing and giving their opinions, too, because it helps me to understand certain things and certain situations. So that makes me a better woman. So I appreciate them.
So, right.
I mean, hey.
Shout out to all my female listeners, goddamn schooling the goddamn the next one. Yeah. Around here, man. Ain't no crabs in the bucket. We don't play crabs in the bucket games over here.
That was very beautiful.
You feel what I'm saying?
So the show is actually
it is a success. Because what did I say I want this show to be? I said I want to teach somebody some shit and have some fun at the same time. And I didn't want nobody to be inhibited. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want nobody to be shamed
or
shy.
Hey, but y'all know we got every night at 8, man. We teaching every night, though.
We teach every night. Every single show
has
been
important. We preaching and teaching every night.
Every night. If you really go back and listen, you know what I'm saying? Like I told some people, yeah, I cuss a lot and I use gun sound effects. Ha ha. Whatever.
Entertainment only.
It's entertainment, man. But the point is getting across. And like, be nice. This is the perfect example of what I was talking about. Take it how it come. You understand what I'm saying? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. All right.
Boston.
Oh, okay. All right. Appreciate it. All right. Okay. So we come down to the end of the show. Shay hit the line again. You want to say something, Shay?
Yes. I forgot earlier. I didn't forget, but I just got caught up in the moment. I want to give a shout out to Officer Tisha F. I had a little medical emergency earlier, and I had to call Tisha F. She helped me out. I want to give a shout-out to her for being a real woman and not making me feel shame because I'm a nurse.
Please say the baby.
So I had to give a shout-out to Keisha F. If you're listening, thank you, love. I love you.
All right.
Please say the baby.
Well, she's on the line, so I think she's listening. Keisha, there's your shout-out over the air. Appreciate it. Did she help you save a life?
Sort of, kind of. I had, like, a little situation, and I was feeling kind of dumbed down about it, and I was like, let me call Tisha, see what
all
this
right.
is.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. That's what's up. Hold on. Let me take one more. Hold on. All right, Shay. Veronica, you hit one?
Yeah. Shoot me for not saying Happy Father's Day. I felt really bad when I heard Shay.
Happy
Father's Day! Oh, my God. Hey. Hey. Mama said thank you.
They said thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
All right. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you, and that's what being a woman. Thank you, baby. You know, telling that we gotta be real women. If you want a real man, you gotta be a real woman. And I'll be 40 next year. And there are things, you know, that. Be nice, you know, she says she's 26. I know at 26, I was not who I am now. A lot of dumb stuff I did. I'm still paying for stuff that I did when I was 26 financially. I'm almost there. I got it together. I closed on my house on the 28th. So I'm doing some things and I'm learning some things and I'm being better. You know, what would compliment me is to have that man with me saying, okay, I don't know who it was that said, you know, we grow together. That's one of the things. You build that foundation when you grow. No, I don't want a man that's got everything. I would feel uncomfortable being with a man that has everything because I'm like, okay, well, what is it really that I have to offer? You know, he has everything. I know I have something to offer, but I'm kind of like, okay. You know, I kind of feel out of place. So if we grow together from Kool-Aid and hot dogs and chips, you know, to going to the Whole Food Market every weekend or when we feel like it, you know, that's what I want. You know, just growing in every area. You know, if he's tired, I get out there on the lawn and mow the lawn. You know what I'm saying? And he got my back. If he come in and he knows I've had a crazy week, he grabs the dishes and he doesn't say anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So he picks up where I may have left off, not intentionally, but he's got my back 100%.
All right. But that's what's up, Veronica. I appreciate that call back. And one time for you closing on your house, Mom.
Thank you. Oh, man.
That's what's up. All right. Can't wait to see it. All right. Let me know when the housewarming party is.
Yeah, we coming out.
I will do that.
All right.
Okay.
We coming.
All right.
All right.
All right, man. So we're coming out to the end of the show. I'm winding it down a little bit early tonight.
We gotta catch this ball game, B.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta go to the fucking
plantation.
The plantation. Damn it, man. But before I go, we already spent Father's Day. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna spend another song that's really close to me. This is my absolute favorite song I ever made in my life. It's not even a close second to me, actually. It's a song that I dedicated. You know what I'm saying? It's a song that I couldn't even have made this song at 21 because I didn't even understand what it was about. But the meaning of the song is just deep. It's a song that I dedicated and I made for my son when he was born. You feel me? It's called Me and My Son. I'm going to spin that for y'all and we'll come back and we're going to end it there, all right? After we come back after the joint, okay? You feel me? It's Blizzum, Me and My Son.
This is a special shout out to my main man, my best friend.
Yeah, you love that.
You
yeah.
Robert Daniel,
my homeboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell mama, hey,
his name is Gabriel.
Uh-huh. We'll put you on the street.
Yo, yeah. Every time I see the streets of the slum and hear the beats that keep making me numb, I think of me and my son. That's why I quit rapping for fun. So when I lay rhymes, it ain't playtime. That's for me and my son. And when my cheek make me sick, you wanna switch just because I came home at six. It's just me and my son. Whatever happens, then it's all done. You can never ever break up that bum between me and my son. They say he got a smile like mine. Heaven help me keep him healthy from a life of crime. And I'm trying to do right, keep things in order. So we ain't facing situations like me and my daughter. Amazingly, he came for me and he was put on this earth to serve a purpose. I admit that I was nervous at his birth. But now he bounced around when I walked through the door. I'm his daddy, I'm the only man that he should know. That he can cry to, I try to, but still my will to survive. Make him a father look him right in his eyes. I recall all the time I never spent with my pop. Now I'ma do the opposite so that the cycle stops. That's why the block's hot. It's filled with fatherless babies and baby mama lazy. And now the product is crazy. And now with all this drama in the world I see. And if my seed gon' make it, then it's up to me. Hit the beats that keep making me numb. I think of me and my son. That's why I quit rapping for fun. So when I lay rhymes, it ain't playtime. That's for me and my son. And when my cheek makes me sick, you wanna switch just because I came home at six. It's just me and my son. Whatever happens, then it's all done. You can never ever break up the bond between me and my son. It's my job, son, to toughen you up. So the neighborhood bully won't be roughing you up. And all my lifetime, before you came to the spot, I was never this happy till my apple dropped. It's funny how a small child can give you new perspective, son. When you start dating, be selective, cause these chicks will get you up, so protect yourself. Trust me, believe that if you don't believe nothing else, then it's hard to be grown, so enjoy your childhood. The streets be calling and I know that it sound good. But everything that could ain't gold, you gotta carry the soul through all the colds of the grave when you're old. So just walk a straight line when you can, but Papa understand if you rock that man for putting his hands on your mom or your sisters too. Now this song is for Gabriel Blue, tell him your daddy the truth. Every time I see the streets of the slum and hear the beats that keep making me numb, I think of me and my son. That's why I quit rapping for fun, so when I lay rhymes it ain't playtime. That's for me and my son. And when my cheek make me sick, you wanna switch just because I came home at six. It's just me and my son. Whatever happens, then it's all done. You can never ever break up the bond between me and my son.
Exactly, man. It's growth. I had to grow into a person that could even make a song like that, man. You feel what I'm saying? Some of these artists need to too. You understand what I'm saying? Me and my son, I'm gonna let that ride out, man. I just can't cut that song off. You know what I'm saying? That's actually right there. That's actually my son, actually. He was what? I think he was 6 months when I met him. Right. Yeah, 6 months. So that's my all-time favorite song, man. Basically, because one thing about being a real man, you got to be a father. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that song right there was inspiration just from growing up, man, and doing the right thing and being there for my little man. And I was actually kind of like a stay-at-home dad when he was first born. You feel me? I wasn't even working or nothing. You know what I'm saying? His mom worked, so... You know, like you said, like some of the women said earlier, Well, shit, if she got to go in it, I mean, but, you know, she came home, everything was straight. You know what I'm saying? No, kids was good. Everything was good. Hell, I know how to cook. I would even cook. You know what I'm saying? I did that for almost a year. You feel me? When he was first born, she actually went back to work. You feel me? And I stayed home for about close to 9 months. You know? So a lot of guys wouldn't even do that. A lot of guys can't even do that, but it was all about what I had to do. That's what I could contribute. You feel me? And I had to grow up fast. But that little dude, he really made me see life a little bit differently. So a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, it may take an event to change you, to make you become a man, become the man that you are. I think fatherhood was what did it for me. All right? We're coming out to the end of the show. You dig? I think Keisha F. picked the phone while I was going, and so did Key, so I'm going to them real quick before I go. Keisha F.?
Yes.
Yes, what's going on?
I just wanted to shout back to Shay. I got you, boo. Love you, babe. And also to, what was her name? D-Nice?
Right.
That was real sweet. I mean, that makes her a real woman, you know, to stand up and say some stuff like that. Because, you know, a lot of females won't deal with other females because they think they're messy. But that really shows and proves not every female is like that. And
right.
Also, one thing that you said earlier is that, you know, you can't look for a real man unless you're a real woman. Being a real woman also means that you're ready. Because for me personally, just being divorced, I've only been divorced for a year. I'm a real woman, top to bottom. But the question for me now is, am I ready to be out
right.
there looking for some man? You know, so you got to
right.
know that about yourself, too. I just
right.
wanted to say that before y'all go.
All right, that's what's up. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all have
all
a good
right.
night.
All right. I totally agree with what she's saying. She's a real woman. You're a real woman, and you know you ain't ready for a relationship. That's everybody that knows me, that's a key statement. See, I'm not single because I can't meet anybody or I don't have any, you know, anybody that I can talk to or kick it with. That's not the case. I'm single because I have made the decision to be man enough not to play with no one emotions. You feel what I'm saying? I've hurt enough. So I'm trying my best not to do that again. That's why I'm single. You feel what I'm saying? I'm man enough to recognize that I'm not ready for a committed relationship. Now, some women may say that, oh, no, you just want to be a hoe or blah, blah, blah. No, I'm just man enough to fucking say that I ain't ready for the shit, and I know I ain't. So why would I get into it just to break somebody's heart? That's real immature. That's so ungrown. What makes a real man? That was the question, episode 31. Key, one more time before I go.
I did not even know I hit the button, but yeah, egg on my face for not telling you all Happy Father's Day. we appreciate Shay for that one. But I mean, it was a good show. I enjoyed it, and you know, I think it made a lot of us more aware of the whole conversation.
I think it was very much on success,
even though the game was on.
Right. Well, like I said in my post today, I didn't think not one motherfucking man was going to call the show, and I was motherfucking right. You know what I'm saying? Not one. But
Real men watch sports.
Right. Exactly. And I ain't going to even front. I'm not going to sit here and front like every time I play the song, or I ain't got this motherfucking website up over here looking at the live scores and all that shit at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing all that. Yeah. Go 25-25, by the way. You know what I'm saying? 25-25, 6:20 left in the second. All right, Keith, appreciate it.
All right.
So I'm winding it down. I got to get up out of here, folks. Appreciate everybody who called into the show tonight. Y'all enjoy the game. Happy Father's Day to all the real men out there. If you got a real man in your life, even if you're your ex, even if he ain't with him no more, if you're your baby daddy, get that man a present, man. Do something. Or at least call him up and send him a text. Do that for your child. It's K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm Blizzum. I'm your host. I'm out of here, man.